This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
So, the big tech giants have gotten, 80% of the internet under their control. Now they're trying to censor everything, bring in globalism. It's failing. They're plunging. Their stocks are plunging. They're in trouble. People are leaving them in droves. But they're desperately then trying to have case studies to shut me down, to shut others down, and then set the precedent. So they can then send out their mobs on the street to beat up people and take action against First Amendment there. So Elijah Schaefer, Joy Vila are here. Mike Adams, I want to get a final statement on all of you, and I want to invite you guys back up very, very soon, the important work you're doing, and just get predictions of what you think's coming next.
Yeah, well, we're working on some projects together. I have some new music coming out, a song all about freedom, and I really want to push this free speech and peace-loving movement forward.
Right, so check this out. I know a lot of your viewers are familiar with Austin Fletcher, who runs the online media group Fleckus Talks, and I know he's been a little bit under the radar, and people have been wondering, what's going on? Where has he been? Where has he been on the streets? Well, I have good news. Slightly offensive, and Fleckus Talks are joining forces for a new show that's coming out on YouTube called Fleckus Talks that's going to be hitting really hard issues across the aisle from left to right. Mm-hmm. Everything is going to be on the table. We're going to clear the air. Going to basically change the way talk shows and conversation happens. Yeah. And he's coming back bigger, badder, and stronger. And we're joining teams. And actually, our first guest is going to be...
I'm going to be their first guest. And everything is on the table. As a conservative who is in this crazy atmosphere... Any question, no questions off the table, just really being edgy about it on all my beliefs.
That's very exciting, and we want to follow that, have you guys on. I want to get Fleckus on. He's been on before, too. He's the guy with the spoon, right?
Yeah, that's right. He's a good friend of ours.
What's happening, though, with the big push? I see the left, the globalists, want to try to sew things up by the end of the year. I think they're making their move.
Oh, yeah, they're making their move. I mean, we've got socialism, globalism coming out from every woodwork. Their only message now is going to be violence. And literally, when I had conversations with a few leftists yesterday, they said, well, Donald Trump incites violence. I said, how does he incite violence? He just does. So they're going to blame us for their violent actions. I see a lot more from the left, but I also see a lot of black and Latinos running from the Democratic plantation. I see a lot of them being exposed to the truth and saying, no, I don't want to be a part of this party. So it's up to the Republicans and the Trumplicans to say, come on over here. We're the good guys, and we're going to show you where you can thrive and where you can be.
That's
free.
Right, big tent. So there is a walkaway exodus happening, Mike.
Well, I want to point out the refreshing difference here. Look at these amazing people, Elijah and Joy here, and compare their spirit and their soul versus the dark scumbag orcs who are pushing this violence and hatred across America. I mean, I'm looking at you two here on the Skype feed, and you're just, both of you are beautiful. Both of you are what we need, the human spirit for not just America, but for our world. We need more people like you, and we are tired of having to stomp on gremlins and goblins and orcs everywhere. We don't want to live in that world.
No, I agree. And that's the thing is, just like Anderson Cooper's new show, $18 million, had 4,000 viewers. Like you said, the human spirit is rejecting them. So, guys, what's the best website for people to find both of you? You're naturalnews.com. Mike Adams, the great work you're doing, naturalnews.com. I'm Infowars.com, newswars.com. Joy, Elijah, what's the best site for you guys?
I'm joyvilla.com. You can follow me on Twitter at joy_villa. Please, I appreciate your comments, and I love getting into communication with you guys, my joy tribe, joyvilla.com.
Right, and you can find me at youtube.com/slightlyoffensive, or check me out Twitter, Instagram, at Elijah Schaefer.
All right, very exciting. Let's talk again soon. You guys come back on routinely. The time goes by.
We love
you guys. Watch your work. Really appreciate you. Thank you so much. Mike, great job with your censorship master plan decoded. It's up on Infowars.com. Congress has got it. People are starting to wake up. The shadow bettings of the news. We've gone from no awareness to now some major awareness. So great job on the report, Mike. And great job with the crew and everybody else. We've got Joel Gilbert coming up with Key Intel straight ahead in the War Room, Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. However you're listening, spread those links. The censors absolutely hate it. They're really afraid of this broadcast because they're afraid of you. Thank you all. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours, it's on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Get up, it's all on the loose. Sirens in my head. Wrapped up in silence, all circuits in bed. Cannot be cold. My whole life's been into a breath.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Joel Gilbert, coming to you right from the left coast, live from the People's Republic of California here in Los Angeles. You know me as a frequent guest of Alex. I've talked about my films, Dreams of My Real Father, There's No Place Like Utopia, the new film, The Trump, The Art of the Insults, in the InfoStore, InfoWars store. I'll be taking a lot of calls today. I've been hosting for several months, lots of great guests, and get about 100 emails every time that I only took one phone call. So I will be taking a bunch of calls later, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, and we'll talk about anything you want to talk about. First, I'm going to give some of my takes. We got coming up next Monday, be sure to watch. Jay-Z has produced a documentary on the Trayvon Martin case called Rest in Power, about Trayvon Martin. And what occurs to me is that the timing of this is quite suspect. The midterm elections are coming up, and Jay-Z was a big buddy of Obama, of course, many parties, of course, Beyonce, Lip Sync, the national anthem at the second inauguration. So it occurs to me that this is just a typical formula of the Democrats. They try to agitate or activate black people by controlling their emotions with something, you know, very incendiary about the tragic death of Trayvon Martin. And let's take a quick reminder how the case started in the first place. Of course, apparently Trayvon Martin was walking through this apartment complex, neighborhood watch guy, George Zimmerman, sees that he's kind of hanging around and not going anywhere, calls the cops, gets out. Some point, Trayvon sucker punches him in the nose, gets on top of him, starts bashing his head in the cement. Zimmerman calls for help. Nobody comes to help him. Eventually, he takes out a gun and shoots him. He's very apologetic. He's very sorry. He puts puts himself in the hands of the police. No lawyer. He does a recreation. He submits to interviews. 2 weeks later, the cops said that it was self-defense. There's no evidence. All the witnesses support Zimmerman's account. And the cops did their job. It was, you know, Zimmerman put himself in the justice system to be treated fairly. But then the Department of Justice figured out, wait, we've got the midterms coming. We've got the presidential elections coming up in November. And wouldn't this be really good to agitate people? Let's send the DOJ down there to help. In fact, the DOJ came down and organized protests and tried to get a case against Zimmerman put together. And what they ignored was the reality of the situation is the local cops gave Zimmerman justice. They also ignored the fact that Trayvon Martin, when you looked at his life, when you learned about his life,
he had a very typical experience of a lot of black people in this country. He was a student in high school, no jobs, and in the Obama economy, he probably couldn't find a job as a high school student. So a lot of kids like him are attracted to nonsense like buying and dealing drugs. We saw in his text messages his uncle was selling him a gun, involved in all kind of nonsense, such that he ended up there in that situation, a very tragic death. And the Democrats decided to essentially use that tragic death of Mr. Martin, as well as use this Democrat, George Zimmerman, who was an Obama supporter. He'd helped black people, the Sherman Ware case. He was someone who was an advocate for the underprivileged, a Hispanic guy. And the Democrats and Obama just exploited the tragedy. And this is just very typical. So I encourage everyone to check it out on Monday, and I think there's a second installment the next week of Jay-Z's documentary. I'll be watching Rest in Power and see what you think about it, and we can talk about it next time. Now, when I think of Democrats lately, I'm thinking of them as little children. I call this segment Children, Democrats, Children, and Adults. I want to play a little bit of my trailer of There's No Place Like Utopia. You're going to watch that and see what the mentality is.
Oh, we're glad you landed in Oz. We've got a wizard here. He can solve your problems.
Because he's special.
You can keep your doctor. Keep your plan.
People on welfare assistance here mostly?
That's the whole city.
We're going to replace capitalism with socialism.
To remake the world as it should be.
Okay, let's cut it off right there. It's the kingdom of heaven on earth. You get the idea of from There's No Place Like Utopia. So I think of Democrats as little kids, little kind of like... crying babies that kind of want to have everything their way. They want to play all the time. And they, in this case, they like to play government. So I start to think of things like, well, what do little kids like to do? What do they like to do? Number one, they like to ride bikes. Let's take a look at John Kerry riding a bike and how that worked out from Trump, The Art of the Insult. John Kerry. Okay. John Kerry in this film, you'll see how much he likes to ride bikes and how Trump reacted in Trump, The Art of the Insult. He was in Geneva. What else do little kids like to do? They like to play doctor. Obamacare. You know, if you like your plan, you can keep your plan. Let's play doctor. We'll take $400 from everyone who doesn't want to play and we'll give it to people who don't want to pay. That's a fun game. Oh, sorry, there's no more insurance companies. Oh, I'm sorry, the price went up. There's no more hospitals. Let's play another game. Let's look at John Kerry playing on his bicycle. Let's play that from Part of the Insult.
Nuclear policy went awry for U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
Please.
He falls, he breaks his leg during the negotiation.
I swear to you, I will never be in a bicycle race as long as I'm president.
Okay, so little children like to play doctor. They like to ride bikes. What else? Little children like cartoon characters. Cartoon characters, very interesting for little children. And I think that's why Democrats like people like Stalin and Mao. Chavez. Of course, Castro, the Castro brothers. Che Guevara. You know, Obama was obsessed with going to Cuba. He wanted to meet Castro. He wanted to have his picture with Che Guevara. Democrats and progressives love these funny, strange cartoon characters like Chavez, Mao, Stalin. That's another thing that little children like. Little children also don't like authority. They don't like adults getting in the way. That's why they hate the police. That's why they want to get rid of ICE, immigration enforcement. If they get rid of immigration enforcement, of course the next target is the police. Because little kids don't like rules. They want to get rid of the people that enforce the rules. So I think what happened in 2016 is the adults showed up to the polls and we elected an adult. Trump came and said, okay, kids, we need to put some order in the house. Let's get the economy moving. Let's fix foreign policy. You guys have made a big mess. It's time to clean up. Now, of course, the Democrats, they don't like these mean adults. They're taking away our fun. We wanted to play doctor. We wanted to play diplomat. We wanted to ride bikes. So the Democrats have a big tantrum. They go out in the streets, 2 million protesters when he's elected. They say, we don't want to play. We're not going to play. We're going to resist. We're not going to play unless we can have our way. Our buddy, our best friend, James Hodgkinson, is going to make a big mess. We love destruction. You know how little kids love destruction? We're going to make a big mess until you get out of the room, Mom or Dad. We're going to knock it all down. And so that's what the Democrats have become today, a party of little children that want to play healthcare. They want to play doctor. They want to play diplomats. They want to play all these things that just turn into a big mess. And one of their things that little kids and babies do, they like to lie. Little kids lie. And the latest, biggest lie from the little babies, of course, is the Russia hoax. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the big lie of the children called the Russia hoax. And we'll be right back here on the Alex Jones Show.
Has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Joel Gilbert, hosting from the People's Republic of California here in Los Angeles. Thanks for being back with us here. We'll be taking a lot of calls shortly. It's 1-800-789-ALEX. And we're talking about all the lies of the children, how Democrats behave like children. They like to play doctor. They like to play diplomat. They like to ride bikes. They like to make a mess. And if they can't get their way, they resist and protest and have a tantrum. Another big thing that little children do is create big lies. So the big lie is, of course, the Russia hoax. The book came out finally. We've been hearing about Greg Jarrett from Fox News called The Russia Hoax, the illicit scheme to clear Hillary Clinton and frame Donald Trump. Now, I've been thinking about how the Democrats came up with this hoax, and I think I have some good information and perspective that tells us, reinforces the fact that it is a hoax. You have to say, well, how did they come up with the idea to frame Donald Trump? To say, hey, Donald Trump, you're working for the Russians. Now, remember, the Democrats have been up to their ears in Russians and communists for 50 years. Also remember that socialism is a war on the individual. It's a war on individualism and individual liberty. It's about collectivism. The collective idea is there's one set of rules and one set of beliefs, and that's it. If you don't believe in it, you're crazy. That's why they called it being anti-Soviet in the Soviet Union. If you didn't believe in the collective, you're anti-Soviet, and you can end up in a gulag. They send you away. So Democrats and progressives really don't have any new ideas since 1917. So they don't know how to think of ideas. They're not creative. They just say, well, the government's going to take all your property. We're going to control all the industry. We're going to have a police force to force you to go to work. And we'll take all the money for ourselves. And if you object, it's the gulag. You're going to the gulag. So that's why during the Cold War, the progressives loved Joseph Stalin. As I chronicled in my movie, most people have seen also InfoWars Store, Dreams from My Real Father, I chronicled how Frank Marshall Davis was one of the original black Bolsheviks out of Chicago. He was sent to Hawaii in 1948 on the orders of the Kremlin to organize a dock workers' strike to try to remove the U.S. naval forces from Hawaii, which the Soviets considered an obstacle to expansion in Asia. In the 60s, the Weather Underground, SDS, they loved Russia. They collaborated with Cuban intelligence. In the 80s, Ted Kennedy, it was revealed in the Russian archives that Ted Kennedy tried to work with Russian dictator, former KGB head Yuri Andropov, to undermine Ronald Reagan. It was in the archives. We can pull up that article of Ted Kennedy, and you'll see that it's an actual document that he tried to get the Russians to work with him to undermine Reagan. Of course, we know that Bernie Sanders, obsessed with loving Russia during the Cold War, all the oppression, the political prisoners, Bernie Sanders thinks it's a great place to honeymoon. He'll just go honeymoon in the Soviet Union, you know? So you see people showing up today. You saw people showing up a couple years ago, to Bernie Sanders' rallies. He would say things like, you know, we're going to break up the banks. We're going to break up the pharmaceutical companies. That's pure communism. It means the government's going to control all these industries. And, of course, state bureaucrats are not as skilled as entrepreneurs. So all these businesses end up failing.
That's pure communism. But people would clap. People clap for Bernie Sanders even though they had no idea what he was talking about. And that is a grave danger, that people are voting for people like Sanders and Obama, not knowing the evil idea they have in mind. And you have to also say, why did they come up with the Russia hoax? Well, because they thought of it because Obama was controlled by Putin. Let's take a quick look at this video, Obama Medvedev, back in 2012.
My last election, basically. Yeah. And after my election, I had more flexibility. Yeah. And this, I can't take this permission to let him and I'm like that.
A few months ago, when you were asked what's the biggest geopolitical threat facing America, you said Russia. Not Al-Qaeda. You said Russia. In the 1980s are now calling to ask for their foreign policy back because, you know, the Cold War has been over for 20 years.
Okay, so that's Obama. Let's cut it off. That's Obama showing that he's going to cooperate with Russia. And so you got to ask, when he tells Medvedev, I'll be more flexible after the election, that should have been a special counsel. Trump never did anything like that. But it shows he's under the control of Putin because Obama was the most pro-Russia president in his first term. He canceled the missile defense shield in Eastern Europe. He reset, gave technology transfers to Russia, leading from behind. That means America does not lead the world, lead the free world, allowing Russia to fill the vacuum in the balance of power. They invaded Crimea. They set up a base in Syria. Obama made the Iran deal. This is all pro-Russia. It all benefits Russia. So Obama was the most pro-Russia president. And I think I even said at the National Press Club in 2012 that it was dangerous for an American president to maintain a secret that if it came out, it would ruin his political career. If I could figure out that his real father was a Russian agent, Frank Marshall Davis, who radicalized him, then the KGB that had a file on Davis also figured it out. So that's the real Russia hoax. And that's where the Democrats got the idea from. Our guy's been controlled by the Russians. We've been in bed with the Russians. Wouldn't it be funny if we said that Trump does that? So that's how it all came about. That's the mentality, and that's their inability to come up with creative ideas. They just had to say, well, here's what we do. And the reason they don't like Russia today is because they're not communists. They liked Russia a lot better when they were communists, when it was government control, government owns all the property, you don't agree with the government, you go to prison. That's when they were infatuated with Russia. They don't like Putin because he's bringing back capitalism, free markets, traditional values, and Christianity. They don't like that. They don't like Russia very much anymore. So that's the real story of where the Democrats are coming from with this whole Russia idea and what's motivating them and where their ideas come from. Today, they're back to being openly radical Democrat Party. They were hiding it for a while. We're going to take more, a bunch of phone calls the rest of the way, the rest of the hour. 800-789-ALEX, 1-800-789-ALEX. Let me take my first call, Dr. Kelly in NorCal. Go ahead, Dr. Kelly.
Hey, thank you so much for your work and for taking my call. I have three really important documentaries that I need to figure out how to get out. One of them is on the cellular towers and or the disguised weaponized monopine, M-O-N-O-P-I-N-E, here in California. Apparently, they're now being deployed on utility trucks by Verizon, AT&T, and no public notice of any kind, no signage, no nothing. I need to know how to do this.
Okay, well, you've got some concerns. You should definitely keep reading about them and writing about them. We're going to be right back in about a couple of minutes. We're going to take only your calls the rest of the way. We got Wesley, we got Judy, Jim, and Andrew standing by. We'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
In the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas. Transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Joel Gilbert broadcasting from the People's Republic of California. Don't forget, in the Alex Jones store, Trump, the Art of the Insult, my new movie. You'll laugh for 95 minutes, and you'll learn a lot about Trump's branding and marketing techniques. You'll really enjoy this movie. Buy it from the InfoWars store. We'll be taking calls the rest of the way. Let's go to Judy in Florida. Judy, you're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, Mr. Gilbert. I just have two things. The first is I think whether anyone comes from a Christian perspective or if they're atheist, I think they should go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and read it in its entirety. It explains a lot of, I think, what is happening current day. But really what I wanted to get to was, I think the tripwire for the deep state, George Soros, the left, of getting this war started that they want so badly, there's going to be a peaceful event that leftists will turn around and infiltrate and start a big fight. And someone from out of nowhere is going to come from behind the conservative Christian, the right crowd, and it's going to be an AR-15 or something like that. And there's going to be casualties.
Okay, all right. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the call. Let me comment. Look, the Democrats, progressives have always relied on strife, strife between communities, on conflict. So they can say, well, let me solve the problem for you. If everybody's going to church and working and traditional values and people are happy, there's no justification for radical change. So they have to create chaos in order to justify that they can take power. You mentioned that George Soros, of course, longtime agitator, funder, originally a Nazi collaborator, that people don't even know the deep history of this. He was one of the few Nazi collaborators not to be executed by the Soviets when he was captured. Lo and behold, he shows up in London a few years later selling stolen art that was taken by the Nazis from Jewish people. The connection of how he survived and how he got so rich and how he, you know, embarked on a campaign to destroy Western civilization, literally starting with trying to collapse the British pound in the 80s, I think has to be examined and tied back to his relationship with the Russians when they captured him. Don't forget, when he was 14, the Nazis gave him a choice. You can die or you can work for us. So I wouldn't be surprised if that was the choice he was given by the Russians. And that's why he's done everything he's done up to today. Let's go to Wesley in Oregon. Wesley, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're in Oregon. Go ahead, Wesley.
Hello, Joel.
How are you doing?
Hello?
All right. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
First thing I'd like to say is I've bought products from InfoWars. I have my Alpha Power sitting here. I have my Caveman and all that. And I'm going to the rally on the 4th with my I Stand With Trump shirt. And I just bought $100 worth of Super Blue Crocs and whatnot. But anyway, thing I wanted to talk about was I cannot even see Donald Trump's recent tweet on his Twitter when I go directly to his Twitter. And I don't know if this is a new, if this is happening everywhere, but the only thing I can see from 2 days ago, the Russian hoax tweet. That is the only thing I can see anyway.
All right. Let me comment. Look, the Democrats, when they control the tools of state, when they control the IRS, the FBI, the DOJ, they use the tools of state to control thought, to control what people think, control what they say, control the agenda. Of course, control the elections. People forget 2012 was not a clean election. Obama used the IRS to break up the Tea Party movement so he could win re-election because his economy and his ideas weren't working. Same thing, repeat, 2016, he used the DOJ, FBI, CIA to try to defeat Trump, and in case he won, to frame him. So this is their playbook. Now that they're out of power, they're trying to use their connections and their sympathizers in industry, whether it's Twitter, Google, Amazon. I did a show earlier this year regarding Amazon, that Amazon did not make money. They just barely broke even. Until a couple of years ago, they paid Bezos from the CIA, gave a $600 million contract, no bid, illegal, to Bezos to design a website for the CIA, $600 million. He turned around a week later and bought the Washington Post for $250 million, which, of course, is a big sympathizer. And all of a sudden, he's the richest guy in the world. So don't think there's not a strong connection to the deep state, what I call the police state, and all these big industries. Especially the tech industries. And Twitter's just another one of them. And they're going to use their tools to suppress the free speech, suppress opinion that differs with them. It's a very sick, evil plan to destroy free speech, to destroy the elements of the Constitution that make America great. And we're seeing this assault, instead of coming from the government, from Obama and his deep state departments, DOJ, it's coming from, now it's transferred to the tech industry. Let's go to Jim in Rhode Island. We got you on the Alex Jones Show. Jim, go ahead.
Yes, how you doing, Joe? I've got a quick question for you. Do you think the United States is an empire?
I think it's an empire. I think after World War II, the United States had been through two world wars in 25 years. There was a decision that was made that the United States needs to project its power around the world in order to prevent dragging itself into another world war. That meant stationing troops in Germany, facing down communist aggression in Southeast Asia, trying to combat and prevent regional wars and regional madmen from dragging America into a world war. So this is how I think that concept developed, that America felt we're better off stationing and preventing conflicts and fighting small conflicts than we are entering another world war. So that's how the idea developed that America would project its power around the world to maintain the peace. I think it can be thought of in that way. I don't think it's an empire is someone that really projects their power in order to control and take over countries and manage their affairs. I think sometimes America has delved into that, but it's not the main goal is to maintain peace and security throughout the world for the benefit of the United States as well as our allies. Let's go to Wyatt in California. And by the way, don't forget, it's 1-800-789-ALEX. Taking calls the rest of the way, 1-800-789-ALEX. Go ahead, Wyatt, you're on the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, I just have to say I completely agree with you. These people being utter children, it seems kind of hard to believe that they're, in a sense, even beating us at this point. They have to destroy our free speech because in an open debate, they just can't win. Adults can't be beat by children. And that's essentially what they're trying to do, and they're acting very childish. And it's really sad. It's like a 30-year-old. It's like what used to be an 18-year-old is now a 30-year-old. We're like arrested development.
Well, the entire reaction to Trump being elected. The next day, they had a 2-million-person tantrum. Madonna, everybody else screaming, "Oh, well, that's not my president. I'm not going to play. I'm not going to play anymore because you are now in charge." We liked it when we could play doctor, we could play Obamacare, we could play Veterans Administration, we could play diplomats, we could go play footsie with the Russian. We liked it when we were in control. So the entire, what you hear now, it's just every time Adam Schiff opens his mouth, his lips are moving, he's lying. And that's what little kids do. They lie, they don't cooperate, they have a tantrum. And that's what the Democrat Party has come to, is just a group of lying, uncooperative children that want to resist and refuse to participate unless they can control. They don't like the adults that are in the room. Donald Trump's an adult. They don't like it when there's adults around. Get rid of the police, get rid of the borders. Let's have fun, let's have a party. It doesn't matter that they destroyed the economy under Obama. And we do have an incredible recovery thanks to Donald Trump. We'll be right back for the next segment. We'll take more calls, 800-789-ALEX.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Joel Gilbert with you for the last segment, right from the left coast, from the People's Republic of California. I am taking calls the rest of the way, 877-789-ALEX. I mentioned that next Monday there's going to be a special by Jay-Z called Rest in Power about Trayvon Martin. And I talked about how suspect it was. Again, they're trying to bring this up before an election to try to agitate, to try to inflame emotions, especially of African Americans, to try to vote Democrat. That's the game that we see again and again. But let's take a call from John in Seattle. Go ahead, John. You're on Alex Jones Show.
Hi, Joel. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to mention that you didn't mention, but the night of the Trayvon's death, he was peeking through windows, and there was a bunch of robberies in that complex. And that was never really highlighted, but it was a fact, and it was very suspicious. Also wanted to mention that my buddy was the news reporter who misreported on that, Jeff Burnside, and he got fired because of it. And, you know, he was kind of a sacrificial lamb, it seems. And I just wanted to just pass that along.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, look, it was a very tragic story. Trayvon Martin, 17-year-old kid in high school. He'd had been in and out of some trouble. I guess this neighborhood had a lot of crime. George Zimmerman saw him kind of hanging around, and he thought he better report it, as he was told to do. If people remember the case, it's 5-year anniversary of that tragic story. And, apparently Trayvon Martin had been in some trouble. And when I look at his history, it's very tragic and very similar to a lot of black youth, that there's no employment. I think he'd been in and out of drug issues, suspended from school. His parents were divorced. Very typical of what the Democrat Party has brought to the black community for 50 years. They've been in control of these progressive cities for 50, 60 years. Violent culture, drug culture, single women, broken homes. It was just very tragic. You just got to wonder that if Trayvon Martin had any opportunities. What if Donald Trump was president and not Obama? During Obama, there were no jobs. They were trying to, bring in illegals, knock down the borders, to bring them into these urban communities, to take jobs from black people, to drive down the wages. I wonder if Donald Trump was president, Trayvon Martin would have had some opportunity. Right now, there's more jobs than there are people to fill them. It was the opposite back in 2012, after 4 years of Obama. So you just wonder, Trayvon Martin is probably someone who would rather have a job. But when I did my movie, There's No Place Like Utopia, I went to Southside Chicago. Everybody there talked to a lot of black people on welfare. And they didn't want to be on welfare. They wanted a job, but there was no opportunity. So think about that when you watch it. I would tune in to the BET or Paramount Network on Monday for that Jay-Z documentary. Definitely watch it and see what kind of political agenda there is, or if they really do tell the true story. Let's go to another caller, Adam in Florida.
Hey, Joel, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Hey, it's a pleasure to talk to you. I watched some of your films, particularly Dreams from My Real Father.
Okay,
and, enjoyed it very much, and I wanted to give kind of credit to Obama where it's due, because you know, he's the only president I can remember that ever let me see naked pictures of his mother. And I wanted to ask you in particular, though, where did you get the original seed for that movie? How did you get the idea that he might be?
Okay. Well, thanks for asking. Back in 2012, I was following InfoWars, WorldNet Daily, and I kept reading about the birth certificate. Everybody said, where's the birth certificate? Where's the birth certificate? And there was no answer. And I always knew that if you don't know the answer to the question, it means you're not asking the right question. They're not asking the right question. So I read Obama's autobiography, Dreams from My Father. And throughout the entire book, he talks about Frank Marshall Davis. Frank is his go-to guy. This guy raised him. And so I went and found a book by Frank Marshall Davis called Living the Blues. And you open the book, and there's 20 pictures of Frank Marshall Davis. He's the spitting image of Barack Obama. He looks exactly like him. And the Kenyan looks nothing like Obama. So I realized at that moment, I said, look, where's the birth certificate is not the question. The question is, who's the real father? If you answer that question, you get in Obama's entire political agenda. Obama was radicalized by Frank Marshall Davis, a Soviet agent, a Russian spy who attempted to help overthrow the United States government during the Cold War. This is the guy that raised Barack Obama. Now you understand the whole agenda. So that's how I got into it. It was just by following my interests. So thanks a lot for asking, and be sure to get that film in the InfoWars store. Let's go to John in Arizona. John in Arizona, you're on Alex Jones Show. Are you with us, John?
Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Are you there?
Yeah, hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, John. Okay, I think we lost him. We're going to have to move on. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Dan in Texas, go ahead. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you, sir. I have a question. We're tough. We were tough with North Korea, but we're not really tough on Mexico, that the communist president that just got elected is telling everybody he's got both borders open, come to America to have a new life. You know, that could be considered an act of war, and maybe they build their own fence if they know that we're not going to deal with it. And if they don't deal with it, maybe we can just go in there and clean that place out. The drugs and, you know, I would call them missiles coming here full of disease and crap. I mean, what do you think about that?
Well, look, the issue with the Mexican border has simply been political will and the lack of enough Republicans or anyone to want to go ahead and secure the border. There's a number of reasons why Democrats don't want to secure the border. They need voters. They can't fool the regular people, can't fool all the people all the time. A lot of black people are getting more successful. The economy's helping. They move out of the inner cities. They want to replace them with these illegals and with voters from South America. Democrats have their agenda. Republicans, of course, the Department of Chamber of Commerce have liked the immigrants, illegal immigrants driving down wages, also detrimental to minorities. So you've had these strong interests that have been pushing against securing the border. So the political will of Donald Trump that ran his campaign on, you know, build that wall and being elected to do so, is battling it now, having a battle with the old interests that don't want to secure the border. So it could be done in a few weeks, in a month, in 2 months, if he can garner the support. So I think it's going to be up to the midterms. If Trump, Republicans are very successful in the midterms, I think it's going to happen. If they're not successful in the midterms, I think we're looking at a screeching halt to much of the Trump agenda that people voted for. Let's go to Liberty Smith in Oklahoma. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, Joel. How are you?
Excellent. Thanks for being here.
Good. I just wanted to touch base on the Soros thing that you were talking about a little bit earlier. And my question is simply, he's been doing all these things, even in the United States. Why hasn't anybody picked up on prosecuting him?
The short answer is money. I mean, he gives hundreds of millions to all these leftist organizations, the Tides Foundation. Every time there's some crazy leftist idea, you start Googling it on the web and you find out it's getting money from some other Soros front group. So the amount of money that he throws around into the legal system, into, foundations, it's just incredible how much money he's able to put in people's pockets to control the agenda. Look at Hillary Clinton. How many crimes over the years? She has a rap sheet, 10 feet long, but she's connected to that network. So the amount of money coming in through the Soros gang is much more significant than Republicans giving money to some PAC, that they complain about, Citizens United. The big deal is these social justice organizations. And even if one of them gets shut down, they just slither over to another one. They're very formidable in Washington, in the legal circles. They're formidable in every state. And it's the amount of money he's able to put in. And I think it's very interesting to really look at his early history. How did he get out of Nazi Europe being a Nazi spy? And why did the Russians let him go? And how did he become so rich so quickly? I think the answer is pretty obvious, especially when you look what he's done and whose interests he's been serving for so many years. Thanks for being here today. That's the last call on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Joel Gilbert from the People's Republic of California. I'll see you next week or in 2 weeks. Everybody, God bless America. Keep tuning in to the Alex Jones Show.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.